Welcome to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. Talk about stuff that's messing with your head and crazy that stuff that's happening in the bed. Why? Because many church folks are falling in the darkness. The Bible calls us to walk as children of light. The Bible says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days.
Cause if you let it run,
the days are
you
easy.
Wanna drive through.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Ghostbusters, the radio show that talks about strange things in the neighborhood and weird stuff that don't look good. One of the things that don't look good, ladies and gentlemen, in the neighborhood is how Christians done got into secular music. How Christians, you know, I guess in one sense we've always, you know, been a part of secular music until you get saved, and then you, once you get saved, then you come on over to, you know, Christian music. But today, you better be careful. You better be careful just listening to secular music. And I'm glad that you are listening today to Ghostbusters, because you need to hear the presenter today. They are talking about why you should be extremely careful with secular music. Get close to your radio and listen.
Just a few notes can instantly transport you back to a specific moment in your life. A song on the radio can lift your mood or make you want to dance. But have you ever stopped to think about where some of this music is coming from and what it's doing to you spiritually? In today's video, we're going to peel back the curtain on the music industry and help you understand the spiritual forces at work behind much of today's popular secular music. My goal is not to make you afraid of music altogether. There is plenty of good, uplifting music out there, but we want to equip you to discern what is helpful versus harmful. Let's get started. Music is one of the only things that affects the soul deeply. No music leaves a person neutral. This is why there are some music that when you sing or listen to, it leaves you sad. And there are other kinds of music that when you listen to them, they make you feel hyperactive. Each of these types of music has that power because there is an influence behind it. For secular or worldly music, what happens is that Satan, who is the god of this world, spreads his anointing on it. What he simply does is to get into agreements with the music stars, which once they've signed record labels, Satan then dispatches evil spirits that accompany those sound waves. So when you keep listening to the music over and over, those spirits bring into existence those things that are said in the music. You know, music works exactly like prayers. As you keep repeating the lyrics, you are in essence reciting a prayer through a confession. If you are singing a song that has to do with a bad relationship, the spirits that accompany those songs will also make sure you experience those misfortunes. If you keep playing or listening to songs that glorify violence, you will find yourself getting angry more frequently. This is because spirits also have the ability to travel through sound waves. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 14 to 23, it talks about an evil spirit that troubled Saul. David was brought before Saul to play the harp for him, and whenever the evil spirit was upon Saul, David would play music and the evil spirit would depart from him. Just as music had the power to make an evil spirit leave Saul, so do worldly music also have the power to invite evil spirits. It is impossible for a believer to be on fire for God when they listen or sing to worldly music. Many of the biggest pop stars openly admit that they don't write their own lyrics. Where do the lyrics come from? Interviews with music executives and artists reveal that demonic spirits are the true inspiration behind many secular songs. For example, John Lennon of the Beatles publicly stated that he felt like his lyrics were written through him by someone or something else. Famous rapper DMX said he could literally feel an evil presence take over his mind and body when writing lyrics. Other rappers describe getting lyrics through visions, dreams, and even hallucinations. The book The Sound of Evil documents many musicians feeling they were under the control of outside forces when performing. It's no coincidence that drugs and Ouija boards are so prevalent in the music industry. These artists are trying to tap into demonic power to boost their creativity and success. But there is a dark side to opening yourself up to these evil spirits. Just look at how many artists struggle with addiction and mental health issues. The enemy promises fame and fortune in exchange for influencing the masses. But he is really just seeking to kill and destroy. And to be honest, a vast majority of these artists get into this without knowing. It all starts innocently until they get tangled. If you look closely at the lyrics of many popular songs across genres, you'll notice common satanic themes promoted. They either have sexual immorality, perversion, drug and alcohol abuse, violence or murder, or blasphemy and rejection of God. For example, rock songs like Highway to Hell by AC/DC clearly mock the Bible and promote living a life of sinful rebellion. Rap songs are riddled with lyrics glorifying drugs, casual sex, and even rape. Pop songs advocate doing whatever feels good in the moment, regardless of consequences. In fact, some of their songs don't even make sense. They just add random beats, and yet people pay thousands just to queue up to see them. This tells you there is another spirit behind it. Album covers and music videos often include satanic imagery and Illuminati symbolism like one eye, pyramids, devil horns, and pentagrams. All of these elements reveal the true spiritual source behind secular music, the demonic realm. Secular musicians literally feel evil spirits taking over their minds and bodies when performing. This is because Satan still retains his musical gifts, even though he is no longer in heaven. The enemy uses music to spread his influence in exchange for fame and success. The interesting part is that many of your secular musicians actually started off from church. You might not know it, but that's the truth. The devil saw the glory of God in them and decided to offer them the same offer he gave to Jesus in the wilderness. Unfortunately, a majority of them accepted. The worldly musicians who sing these demonically inspired songs, glamorizing immorality and exposing themselves shamelessly, are actually just pawns of Satan. They have no control over what they are doing. They are simply being used as tools to lead others astray before often meeting tragic ends themselves. And the moment they start realizing what is happening and decide to pull out, the devil begins to make a mess of them. This is when you start hearing all types of negative accusations coming up against them. Sex scandals, drug abuse, and court cases start popping up here and there. These are all ways of the devil threatening them that if they don't do what he asks them to do, he will ruin them. In the case of a musician who is stubborn or tries to break away, they either end up with drug overdose or dying untimely deaths. In fact, throughout history, very, very few secular musicians have died normal deaths. Most become addicted to drugs, involved in crime, or meet mysterious early demises after Satan finishes using them. This is why Jesus warned, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul?" But the real question you should be asking yourself is what type of impact these kinds of music have on you. You see, every music is a confession. By constantly repeating the lyrics over and over, you are calling for the things to come into existence. There are certain songs that when you listen to or sing them, they stir up immoral or violent feelings. The beats and lyrics literally control your emotions and mental state.
There's one simple 20-second rub ritual that anyone can do that relieves 90% of back pain for...
Oh, and I gotta get this ad off, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry about that.
Frequencies, rhythms, and repetitions in secular music that open portals. This allows oppression, addiction, and torment to take root. When you listen to hours and hours of music celebrating sinful behavior, it begins to numb your conscience. Things that once shocked you become normal. You become desensitized to sinful themes like murder. Research shows that constant exposure to violence in music, movies, and video games dulls people's empathy and makes them more aggressive. The more we immerse ourselves in sinful entertainment, the more our discernment is compromised. The Bible warns us in Romans 12:2, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." When we fill our minds with ungodly music, it conforms us to the world's patterns and prevents renewal. Music has a profound impact on our mood, emotions, and mental state. Listening to heavy metal music with dark, violent lyrics has been shown to increase feelings of hostility, sadness, and depression. When you listen to secular music saturated in themes of desperation, addiction, reckless behavior, and hopelessness, it taints your perspective. Your reality becomes darker, skewed by the destructive lens of the world. This altered view of reality then impacts your decision-making. There are sounds, frequencies, rhythms, and even repetitions of lyrics that open spiritual doorways. This allows demonic oppression, addiction, and mental torment. The blaring loud screams and chaotic noise of certain genres summon turmoil and confusion. The hypnotic sensual rhythms of pop music arouse lustful desires. Many songs today use what's called binaural beats, special tones played at certain frequencies that sync up both sides of the brain. This induces an altered state of consciousness, making the listener highly suggestible to the messages in the lyrics. The enemy uses these doorways to gain access and influence. There is a clear connection between addiction and the demonic realm. Studies show a correlation between liking violent, depressing music and substance abuse issues. The high from music can become addictive, just like drugs. The enemy knows music provides an easy avenue to hook people through repetition. Songs get stuck in your head, playing over and over. Before you realize it, the lyrics and messages have burrowed deep into your mind. Music and entertainment have become idols in our society. Look at how obsessed people are with celebrities, award shows, concerts, and music festivals. Fans devote massive amounts of time, money, and attention to following pop stars. Teenagers tend to idolize musicians, wanting to imitate their sound, style, and behavior. But most celebrities are promoting anti-godly values. Idolizing them leads young people away from biblical truth. Anything we devote excessive time and energy to can become an idol. Entertainment easily promotes idolatry because it seems harmless on the surface. But in reality, it slowly consumes our hearts, minds, resources, and time. So how can we enjoy music, but also stay spiritually protected? Here are some ways. Be selective. Take time to research artists and read lyrics before listening. Screen for themes that conflict with your values. Ask God to heighten your discernment so you notice red flags. Trust your gut instinct if something doesn't feel right. Replace and renew. Displace negative music by memorizing Bible verses and playing worship songs. This is why the Apostle Paul, in the book of Ephesians 5, verse 19, tells us to speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. In this verse, the Apostle Paul encourages believers to worship God through music and song. The original Greek word for making melody is psallo, meaning to pluck strings skillfully and make music. So Paul urges believers to offer musical praise to God from the depth of their hearts. Godly songs can make people feel more peaceful, relaxed, and creative. They can induce a happy, loving mood. This demonstrates the power of music to alter our perspective and even our reality. The enemy wants to control our hearts and minds through music, but we can take back that territory and fill it with truth. I hope this video encouraged you to be more selective with what you listen to. God wants to free you from any addictions or oppression linked to ungodly music. You have the power to guard your heart and cultivate spiritual discernment. Thank you so much for watching. Please subscribe if you found this video helpful. Let's continue to encourage each other and build lives founded on God's Word. Stay tuned for more videos soon.
All right, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for today. Thank you for joining us. Listen to us all day long because we're in your corner right here on Ghostbusters.